Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Two young men accused in the fatal mass shooting along Philadelphia South Street 2 years ago pleaded guilty Monday afternoon, moments before they were set to go to trial. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Wadeer Dukes Hill and Ajit Whittington both dropped their heads several times, sometimes shaking as a video montage played from the June 4th, 2022 shooting along South Street. 20-year-old Dukes Hill and 21-year-old Whittington pleaded guilty to third-degree murder. Dukes Hill for the killing of Christopher Minners and Whittington of Alexis Quinn, both who were just out celebrating with friends and in the wrong place at the wrong time. The melee started near 2nd Street where there was an argument and a fight and gunshots were heard. One man, Gregory Jackson, was killed. There were separate arrest in that shooting. But it sparked what happened a short distance away, where authorities say Dukes Hill and Whittington fired guns up the street, striking Minners and Quinn. Minners worked at a school and was out celebrating his birthday. Described by relatives as pure love, Quinn was out with her friends. Authorities pulled surveillance and cell phone videos to tie together what happened, pushing it out to the media.
Both are scheduled to be sentenced in December. As electric vehicles grow in popularity, a Montgomery state rep wants to make sure EV parking spots aren't taken up by non-electric vehicles. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Under the bill from Montgomery County Democrat Joe Cerisi, if a parking spot reserved for electric vehicles is clearly marked by a sign, any non-electric vehicles parked in the spot could be ticketed.
If you're not an EV, if you're not charging, you shouldn't be in the spot.
The fines would range from $50 to $200, and non-electric vehicles could be towed if the sign clearly warns about towing, House Transportation Committee Chairman Ed Nielsen.
The demand for electric vehicles continues to grow, although Pennsylvania is working to install more vehicle chargers, they are limited. So when someone parks in that spot and has a vehicle that needs to be charged, we need to make sure there's room for them if we can.
The bill moves to the full House for consideration, but with only a handful of days left in this session, it's not clear if there will be time for the House and Senate to take it up. A number of elected officials are standing in solidarity against Hamas as they mark the one-year anniversary of the attacks on Israel. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, they are observing the day at a special exhibit.
I hope that they realize this, these are real people. These aren't just statistics that we read about in the newspaper or see on television.
That's Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro referring to the Nova exhibition currently on display at the Weizmann Museum of American Jewish History in Old City. The exhibition is a graphic memorial to the people who lost their lives in last year's Hamas attacks on Israel at the Nova Music Festival.
People, four, five, six of them went into a porta potty to try and save their lives and hide from the terrorists who were there with machine guns ready to kill them.
Pennsylvania Senior Senator Bob Casey, who also toured the exhibit, says seeing these sobering stories and pictures makes it that much more important to fight those tough battles.
We have to confront that evil and defeat it.
The pop-up exhibition, which is free when you register online, is on display in Philadelphia until next Sunday. As the world reflects on the events that led to the ongoing conflict in Gaza 1 year ago, the Anti-Defamation League has released its annual report on the growing number of anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Across the United States since October 7, 2023, the ADL has recorded over 10,000 anti-Semitic incidents thus far, which is the highest number ever recorded in any single year period and represents over a 200% increase compared to the same time period last year. Andrew Goreski is ADL's Philadelphia Regional Director.
That's over 8,000 cases of harassment nationally, almost 2,000 vandalism, and about over 150 assaults.
The report shows that of these incidents, over 2,000 occurred at Jewish institutions like synagogues and Jewish centers, and more than half of all incidents at Jewish institutions were in the form of bomb threats.
This is one of the things that can be very disruptive, especially to synagogues that may be having an event. Many Jewish institutions have young Jewish day schools and nursery schools.
The ADL expects these numbers to increase as it receives more incident reports from partners, law enforcement, and victims. In the wake of Hurricane Helene, some dogs from shelters in areas impacted by the storm are being relocated to our region, and they will soon be up for adoption. KYW's John McDevitt reports foster families are also needed.
Hi, Foxy. What are you thinking, girl? Are you a smile?
Vicki Bernowski is the Chief Operations Officer at Providence Animal Center, or PAC, in Media. 21 puppies and dogs that were in a Georgia shelter before Helene hit were relocated to PAC on Sunday.
What we did was take animals that were already homeless in Georgia and brought them up to us so they could empty those kennels down there so they could bring in ones that were displaced from the hurricane so people still have that opportunity to try and find their pet as things get put back together.
There's a state of Pennsylvania mandate that the dogs have to be quarantined for 14 days before adoption.
Our partners have definitely been asking if we're going to be able to take more, but a lot of that really relies on the space we have in our quarantine area. So we only have a certain number of kennels that can be quarantined. So if I can get these guys that are here into foster care for the next 2 weeks, I'll have all those kennels open to be able to bring more.
Nine dogs have already been accepted from a partner shelter in Tennessee on Friday. The dogs are currently in quarantine before they are cleared for adoption. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.